Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Remember, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number's always the same, and the code is always the same. And we do a topic every week to keep things interesting and educational, and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. And, you know, you don't have to ask questions. You're welcome to just listen. And remember, we have the link on the bottom of the e-blast that we send announcing the weekly group call. So you can listen to the previous week at your leisure, and we do it like that. So, you know, you don't have to feel pressured to jump on the live call. That's how we have it set up, and the topic for this week is eating enough, and we'll get into that in just a second. I just wanted to remind everyone that if it goes 10 or 12 minutes or so with no comments or questions, the operator and I will end the call early, just so we don't sit on the line for too long with dead air. I'm sure that's understandable, but you know, lately it's been going the full time. They've been really great, and the energy has been really good, even with what's going on. Give yourself a pat on the back for sticking to it and doing the best that you can, along with the food challenges already, you know, now with the shopping, the restrictions that are out there, meaning, because I go through it myself, is you can only have one of this and one of that, and hopefully it's there and all these other things. So really just stay away from that avoid list. I know you're doing the best that you can, but really try to do that because reversing your diabetes and turning this thing around is going to get your immune system a lot stronger, okay? And that's the name of the game right now. It's about immune system boosting, about immune system strengthening. And, you know, even though that's not the buzzword from the beginning, but ever since this has been going on, with the coronavirus and things, it's a much bigger deal now than it was, okay? So it's a big deal anyway, right? When you're diabetic, it's a big deal anyway. But, or with any health problem for that matter. But right now, it's extra important and something to really pay attention to and to really give you that mindset even stronger than ever. So, you know, while you still have enough choices out there and to keep yourself on track, okay? You don't have to overcomplicate this. You remember, you can shuffle things around. You can eat chicken at every meal if you want, including snacks with vegetables, and keep it simple and teach your body how to function better and get its insulin sensitivity back. And you're going to teach it how to produce insulin better on its own. And so you can get those fasting numbers, blood sugar numbers down, so you can work with your medical doctor about recalibrating your dosage, okay? Remember, you should be checking in and doing your food logs, whether you're checking in by phone, 800-321-9054, or the email check-in is fine, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. Whatever is easier for you is okay with us. And if you're just starting with us, or you're just joining HYD, first of all, welcome. And you remember, we do a daily check-in for the first week only, and then we'll go to a weekly. Okay, so, but still, start working on your food log right away, get those in, and so we can, you know, get you dialed in even better, and we can see the flow of your day. You know, are you missing meals? Are you missing snacks? Are you eating some things maybe later in the day that you shouldn't? Or is there things on there that maybe you need to check the label a little bit more closely and make sure there's no added sugar, or not just sugar, but avoid items also. Remember that. You're not just looking for the sugar word, but words that sound like sugar. Dextrose, maltodextrose. It could be corn syrup or corn starch. It could be soy in there that you need to avoid. You know, real high sodium foods. Try to not get those out of your diet and go with fresh stuff if you can, you know, but keep the salt and the sodium low, especially if you're on blood pressure meds. You don't need the added salt and sodium, and it starts to add up as you go by serving sizes. You know, if you do it multiple times in a day and then a few times during the week or daily for that matter, the number is going to be higher. Okay, so just keep these things in mind as you're teaching your body how to function better as a whole. Okay, so the body function mindset is where you need to be, okay? And getting your immune system strong, giving your immune system a major boost with, you know, eating the right way and good solid nutrition, that's how you do it, right? So, of course, we're all following the other daily practices that are in everybody's life, and that we're all on the same boat across the globe. And, you know, just keep an eye on yourself. Of course, again, you know, like, you know, you're much aware of it as I am when it comes to just making sure, you know, the washing of the hands, social distancing and things like this. Just pay attention, you know. That's really no easy way to say it as this thing runs its course and gets figured out. But immune system strength is everything, okay? So you can have that. For lack of a better term, you know, you're building your armor, okay, against things like viruses and things like that that are out there that a strong immune system is going to fight off much better than someone that doesn't have a strong immune system, hands down every time. Okay, so if you have something administrative you need handled. You're waiting for a password or login credentials, or you're having trouble logging in or something like that, please use call the check-in line, 800-321-9054. You know, say your question or send the email. We'll make sure it gets to the right department and it gets handled ASAP. We want to make sure that everything is you have everything you need. You have access to everything and things are running smooth for you. And we're here for you 7 days a week. And you leave a message, send an email. We'll always get back to you the same day. That's really pretty much it as far as the flow of everything, you know. And stressful times right now, I understand. Those of you that are checking in with your food logs and still doing well and all of that, I mean, use this as a motivator of what's going on right now. If you want to look at it that way, you know, and you can do it, you know, you can do it. We're going to get through this and we're going to keep moving forward. So the topic today of eating enough, basically what we're talking about is, you know, I guess you could say a portion size, enough meals throughout the day, keeping your body functioning at its best. So when it comes to the portion sizes, everybody's appetite's a little bit different, you know, and you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating. So that's the first mindset there. Then at that three-hour mark, as an example, or between 2 and 3 hours, I say, because about 2.5 hours for myself, I start feeling a little bit hungry. Because when you eat this way, your metabolism is going to start moving faster. And, you know, you should start feeling hungry at that three-hour mark. If you feel really full, then you had too much at the previous meal. If you didn't quite have enough, if you feel really full, you had too much. If you're really hungry, what I meant to say is you didn't quite have enough at the previous meal. You know, if you feel satisfied, Then you have the portions dialed in. If you really need a tool for portion size, just to give you a kind of an idea, you can say 4 ounces of the protein is good. But if you use your hand as a tool, and I've gone over this many times, the palm facing up. Take your hand with the palm facing up, and the size of your palm in an open hand there, that's the protein size. The thickness of your hand would be the thickness. 5 fingers represents the 5 meals a day. And if you put both of your hands together like a bowl, there's your vegetable or salad. Okay, so that's kind of a tool you can use, but also go by how you feel, right? And you should start feeling hungry between that 2 and 3 hour mark. You don't want to just have a few almonds and feel hungry, starving all the time. That's not the idea, okay? So keep an eye on yourself with that, and that's the way you do it. So you're going to be eating from your first meal. You're going to count it off, you know. So if you want to use, for simple math, just go 3 hours. Like if you have your first meal, as an example, let's say 8 o'clock in the morning as meal number one. And I like to call them all meals. I don't really like the word snack just because psychologically you don't feel like you have to eat like a bird, nuts and seeds at snack time or celery sticks and things like that. You can have protein and vegetables as a snack, no problem. It's actually rather you do that, you know, and then some nuts on top of it in addition to is good. If you're stuck somewhere and that's all you have, almonds and walnuts to go to, definitely better than eating the wrong thing. So you're fine, okay? But just keep that in mind. And so if you had your first meal at 8 o'clock, and we're using 3 hours as a math, then 11 o'clock is meal number two. 2 o'clock would be meal number three. 5 o'clock would be meal number four. 8 o'clock, meal number five. And then 11 would be meal number six if you get there, if you go to bed at 1 in the morning, okay? So to add on to what I just said at the end there, it doesn't have to be five. You could get 6 or 7 meals in, depending on how early you start and how late you go to bed. But just follow that rhythm. Don't go past 3 hours with nothing up to 1 hour before bed. So you sustain through the night. Like you don't want to have your last meal, as we call dinner time, like 6, right? And then you don't go to sleep until midnight and you're not having anything until the following morning. You got to eat. Again, you know, if it's 6 o'clock and you go to bed at midnight, well, 6, 7, 8, 8:30, and 11, you can get 2 more meals in there and still an hour before bed. Because you want to get your body functioning better. Remember that. You want to keep insulin levels, body chemistry, and hormones stable throughout the day. You don't want those big gaps between meals with the big highs and lows anymore, okay? We got to teach our bodies how to function better. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. So you have to be on top of this and stay on track like that so you can teach your body how to function better, which is going to help you with the healing process, which is going to get your immune system much stronger and, get you moving down the road on this thing so you can reverse your diabetes and get to the ultimate goal. Remember, A1C below 6.0. off your diabetic meds with a normal fasting sugar in the morning is you become what's called clinically non-diabetic, right? You put it into remission. You've made it go dormant, so you do not get the complications of type 2 diabetes. And that's where you want to be for the rest of your life, okay? Remember, it's number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason. If you see the stats on the news, I'm sure everybody's well aware, diabetes is up there at the top above anything else. Okay, when it comes to this corona thing and having issues and things like that, and it's an immune system thing, okay? So it wreaks havoc on your system. So really lock it down. Really just take one day at a time, you guys, okay? Stay away from that avoid list, like the plague, okay? Anything you want to do with the approved foods, shuffle things around all you want. Just keep some of the simple rules in your mind, right? Like eating fruit, eating foods like sweet potato and carrots or beets sparingly and early in the day. Just the natural sugars, not a good idea to go to sleep on that stuff, okay? And as your body starts functioning better, you'll be able to probably loosen the reins a little bit and have more of these kinds of foods. And, you know, sometimes you want to stop them altogether for a couple of weeks and, you know, see how your body responds. And then you can always trickle it back in a little bit at a time. But this is kind of how you do some fine tuning and get your body dialed in for your personal body function. Everybody's got different health issues, other than diabetes, and different medication lists. Some are longer, some are shorter. Some have been diabetic for 30 years plus. Some just got diagnosed. These are different functioning bodies, okay? So you want to be able to pay attention to the fine tuning. Remember, the broad strokes are the same, but the fine tuning comes in with what's going on with you as an individual and how you can maybe give your body less to latch onto even at another level, you know? And, you know, so that's kind of the 1, 2, 3 on all of that in the portions and eating. You know, so pay attention to how you feel. You can use your hand as the tool and count as you go through the day. And you want it up to 1 hour before bed. And it's something light and simple at the last meal, everyone, okay? I don't recommend a handful of nuts and all of that at the end of the day. Nuts are easy to get carried away with. So use them sparingly also. There's a lot of fat. Definitely go with the salt-free. Always almonds, walnuts are my choices. And, you know, sparingly, early, midday, and at night, a lean piece of protein and some vegetables, a little salad maybe, something easy to break down and digest is good for the end of the day. And, you know, that's going to be best. So there you go. Operator, I'm ready for questions and comments. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. So take it away.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press *0 on your telephone keypad. That's *0 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Mike. Mike, please state your question or comment.
Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon,
how are you today?
Doing great.
Hi there. Oh, glad to hear it. Thank you.
We talked last week about eating at Chinese restaurants. Can you elaborate on what we should be watching out for at Mexican restaurants other than the chips and the tortillas?
Mexican and Chinese, those are two tough ones right there, and Italian. So, you know, basically going out anywhere is more challenging, right? But as far as Mexican specific, if that's the question, you're going to have to order a protein and a vegetable. You're going to have to talk to the waitress and see what's going on there and get it dialed in like that. You can't do the cheese. You can't do the chips. You can't do the soft tortilla or the hard tortilla. You cannot do the rice. No rice. No sauces that have maybe added sugar in it or some of the way that they make things with the food preparation and things like that. So, you know, a grilled piece of chicken with some vegetables. Everybody in the kitchen can put that together for you, you know. A grilled piece of fish. With some vegetables, you're just going to have to tell them, this is what I can have. And I'm sure they'll be happy to make it for you. It's not something that – they're not running a diabetes restaurant, of course, no pun intended. But, you have to really let them know. Otherwise, it's going to come to your table smothered in everything, right? Even when it comes to to the side dishes, you guys. You like the refried beans, because beans are okay, right? But if they make it a certain way and they put some condiment in there, some kind of, I don't know, they might even put sugar in some of their recipes or whatever kind of food prep. You got to watch out for that, because as a mindset, well, beans are fine, but I don't know how they prepared it. And every restaurant's going to have their style. So you really get, you got to get good at asking the right questions and telling them what you want. Everybody's got a nice salad. And if you order the salad, no croutons and no cheese. You don't want any dressing like ranch that has dairy in it. Get the oil and vinegar on the side. I'm not trying to sound real boring here, but I've had some protein and vegetables in places that have been absolutely delicious. You know, they make it on their grill. They make it there where you can squeeze some lemon or lime on it. And you're good to go. And you're good to go. I mean, you know, some fresh jalapeno would be fine or something like that. But if the salsa is something that they make, a special recipe, or they use it that's already pre-made and it comes in a big jug in the back, you got to pay attention to the ingredients, because you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, okay. you don't know what's in there. There's no easy way to say that. As far as the Chinese restaurant, same philosophy. Of all the restaurants, what I just went over, the same mentality of asking and making sure, because Chinese, they'll use cornstarch to thicken everything, just about. You got to watch vegetables on a buffet that are soaking in butter and things like that. You know, but if you're going into the back where the guy's doing the stir fries fresh and you're picking the ingredients and they just use a little oil, then you're fine. You're good, you know. Italian is a tough one because, for obvious reasons, you know, you can't do the pasta and things like that. But again, just like I said in the beginning with the Mexican, the first one, go with the protein and the vegetable. You know, they have it back there. Before they cover that chicken and dip it in flour and breadcrumbs, it's a normal chicken breast. So they have them back there. Same with the fish. Before they Parmesan everything to death, right? And they put all that fun stuff on it. You're just going to have to tell them how you want it made. And you'll get it done. You'll see. The more you do, the more you ask, and the better you're going to get at it. Yes, it's challenging. I understand and all that. But that's how you keep an eye on yourself. You're way on the other side of the curve already. You've been diagnosed with diabetes. And for you to turn this thing around, you really have to pay attention to the details. Or you're not going to get there. You got to force this body how to function differently. You got to teach it how to get its insulin sensitivity back. And you got to, the less you give it to latch onto, the better. So that's why, you know, we don't want you to have any cheat meals until you reach your goal. You don't want to take backward steps. You don't want to start sending your body the wrong signals, you know. And as you can see, when you really stay on top of it, you start building that momentum. And then you start really getting it going, and your body starts learning how to function better as you strip everything else away. It doesn't have a choice. You're forcing it to, right? And, you know, and you start working with the momentum as if you were on a surfboard on a wave and riding that wave in. You know, otherwise, you're going to be the surfer that's on his board paddling out against the waves, and you're going to kind of hit these plateaus, and it's going to be a tougher journey, you know? So, you know, embrace the challenges and remember the mindset of, as you're making those orders on the restaurants and you're making these, telling them how you want things, that you're not missing out on anything, right? What you're missing out on are the complications of diabetes, right? What you're gaining is a healthier life, a much stronger immune system, and, you know, a better quality of life. That's the whole thing. That's the whole mindset. Every time you do that, every time you place an order or you tell the waiter or waitress how you want something made, or you're asking questions about how do you prepare that, be proud of yourself. You're keeping an eye on stuff. And whoever's going with you and sitting with you that maybe is not on board and they have their own health issues and things, I promise you, you're going to rub off on them. I promise you that with what's going on in the world now, and you got to keep your immune system strong, they're gonna pay attention. Well, what did you do that for? How come you don't want this or that? Well, I'll tell you why. You know, not just diabetes, but this is gonna make your immune system a lot stronger if you don't do that. If everybody ate like a diabetic, the world would be a much healthier place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Anybody? Yeah. You're very welcome. You bet. Bye.
And our next question comes from Dave. Dave, please state your comment or question.
Hello there. This is Dave.
Hey, Dave. And, hi there. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I've been a diabetic for 24 years. I'm on the program now for like 4 months, and I'm down to, you know, I was taking 4 pills a day. I'm down to half a pill here in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Yep. I'll be completely off my medicine.
That's the attitude. I love it. Great.
I was in the store the other day, and I picked up a can of soda. And that used to drink a lot of soda. But of course, I don't drink no soda no more. I drink nothing but water. But
yep.
This soda here is called Zevia Zero Calorie Soda. And of course, it's all zeros on everything. And the ingredients is carbonated water, natural flavors, stevia leaf extract, and citric acid.
Got it.
I know carbonated water is is on the list, but is that something
Stay away from that, yeah. Stay away from the carbonation, period.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Remember, CO2 is a waste product that we exhale, and we're just saying don't ingest it as far as helping your body function better. It does disrupt the friendly flora in your intestines, which is a big part of your immune system. You got pounds of friendly bacteria in your intestines. That the carbonation disrupts that. And with some free radical damage and other things, as far as body function, you're better off without that, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I bought one can, put it in the refrigerator, and I haven't drank it, so that's where it's going to stay, you know.
So, okay. Well, that's good. That's good willpower.
Did make one mistake here. Oh, the other day I ate some Marlboro, which I thought was okay, and I realized it's not because it's got wheat in it.
No good. Yeah, well, that's good. You're paying attention. You're paying attention. That's everything. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I was speaking to my mom yesterday. She's going to be 92 and lives by herself and no meds, and she's healthy and chipper and all of that stuff. But, you know, she's going through this whole thing with if she gets a food delivery or my brother drops off some groceries for her and leaves them at the front door now. She tells me she's wiping the doorknob. As soon as she gets it, she's throwing everything away. And I'm like, you know, and it's a different conversation these days when you hear this kind of thing. And, you know, and I said, Mom, look, you're keeping an eye on yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Be proud of yourself. You're doing good. You're keeping an eye on things. You're paying attention. And that's what you're doing too, you know. And that's major when you tell me stuff like that. And you're finding out this and you read something in the label there and you're asking the right questions and you're paying attention. And that's what's going to get you through. So, you know, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I raise chickens and eat eggs every day. And I eat, cream of buckwheat, you know, quite often. And I add stevia to it. And really good.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
so you have the eggs, the fresh eggs that look the way they're supposed to look in the middle, right?
Exactly.
They have that, orange color. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. That's kind of nice. And, you know, look, I mean, you also have a lot of self-sufficiency going on over there that a lot of people in the world don't, you know. Imagine being in the middle of New York City right now. Where are you going to raise chickens there?
Well, yeah. I heard in Florida you can't even get eggs, you know. So.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I mean, you know, so good for you. I mean, I like the question today. I like the way you're paying attention to, you know, what you purchased and making sure. So keep doing that. All right. And
okay. I do.
You know, rather than staring at the fridge, and testing and tempting yourself too much, maybe just get rid of it. So, but I give you an A plus in the willpower exercise. So
yeah,
good for you. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the information.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. That's great. Yep, you're welcome.
And our next question comes from Sammy. Sammy, please state your question or comment.
All right, Sammy.
Hello there, Dr. D. I was going through Dr. D DTs.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. Always nice to hear from you. And how's it going over there?
Well, it's going good. I finished the program up about 2 months ago. A1C has dropped way below 6.
Beautiful.
And so I just wanted to tell everybody that if they'll just listen and follow what you have to say, that they're going to get through this.
Thank you.
And I just had one question. Maybe you could comment on the vitamins that are in the packets that that come with our kit, and that maybe you could comment on those as opposed to buying over the counter vitamins. What the advantages are? Maybe some people don't know about that. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, and then I'll let you go. I just wanted to tell you that I missed talking to you, and you're great.
Likewise. Hey, listen, stay safe over there. Keep doing the right things. Keep your immune system strong. That's the buzzword of today's world, and really no joke there, and nice going. So we'll talk about the health pack and supplements. I'll give you a quick 1, 2, 3 on it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay, good. So you'll be helping out other people, too, that are listening. So, everyone out there, supplements, they're not all created equal. That's the first thing to understand. You don't want to take something that your body's not going to absorb because that's going to put stress in your body if it's not using it. So something that's a fraction of a whole food, your body does not recognize that, and it can wreak havoc. And it can stress out the system as your body can't break it down or use it at the cellular level. Because remember, healthy cells is healthy you, and you want to take something that your body is going to absorb at the cellular level. So the supplements that are whole food vitamins, meaning the whole food, your body knows what that is, okay? And, minerals that are chelated, so your body absorbs it, is important, excuse me. And, things like that you want to look for. So, ours have special delivery systems in there also that help to ensure it gets into the cell even better. The company that we work with is so top notch. So you're good to go there. So keep that in mind. And what we have in the health packs, remember, that pro-gluco for blood sugar support and, the cleanse. It's helping removing unwanted toxins and gently cleaning out the intestinal tract, liver, and kidney. You got the flora in there, which is the healthy bacteria. Remember, as you live this kind of lifestyle from before and on medications, you make a lot of withdrawals. A lot of nutrients get taken out of the body. That need to be put back in along with the food. They're called supplements for a reason. They supplement the diet. So they're not designed to take the place of the food, but they're there to supplement the food, right? And, other than the flora, what I'm trying to say is we make a lot of withdrawals throughout the years. So we've got to make some deposits again, right? And that's important. And, we have the essential fatty acid in there. You guys have heard of the fish oils and things like that. We have that in the health pack. But we use a plant-based EFA, okay? That's a really good one. And, that's like an anti-inflammatory and helps with brain and nervous system function. You got the vitamin D in there, the CoQ10. I mean, we're talking over 3,000 bodily functions with that combo, and the multi-mineral. And again, you're going to have the whole foods, you're going to have the chelated minerals and all of that. And that health pack has got you dialed in, especially not just a type 2 diabetic, but anybody would benefit from this kind of health pack. But it is specifically designed for type 2 diabetes. And so that's kind of it. So they're not created equal. Don't just take anything. We take a lot of care in the supplement part of this program and work with only the best. And I just wanted to hopefully that answers your questions there along those lines.
Yes. I wanted to make sure that, you know, that it was touched on, because that's one of the things that's really helped me. I wanted to make one more comment.
Yeah, sure.
When I started the program, I found the best way to not eat the bad foods or the avoid food list. I went through every cupboard, all through my fridge, the freezer, everything. Anything that was on the avoid food list, I either gave it away or threw it away.
Yeah.
That way I wouldn't be tempted. And that's what worked for me. That'll work for anyone else, but that's what worked for me.
Hey, look, when you make up your mind and you flip the switch and you're ready to dig your heels in, you know, that's when you're ready. And once you get there, you're good to go, right? So
I agree with that.
That's it.
Yep.
Give it away or throw it away. I like that.
When I started, I weighed 265 pounds, and I've been maintaining between 200 and 203 pounds this whole time. I exercise every day, and I've changed. You're responsible for this. You have changed my life around, and I cannot thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome, and, you know, look, you did the work, okay, and that's everything. So, you know, give yourself a big pat on the back, as I'm giving you one right now, and keep the lifestyle going. Keep your immune system stronger than it needs to be, especially with what's going on right now. And just keep yourself dialed in. And thank you so much for the comments and the call. Really great.
Thank you, Dr. D. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. Very nice.
And our next question comes from Arlene. Arlene, please state your comment or question.
Hi, Arlene.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you? You have a question?
Sure. No, not really. I just wanted to let you know I've been listening. It is interesting listening to all of the comments and so forth. I was diagnosed in 1993, and the first thing I did when I got home that day is I pulled out the only book I had at the time. Was the Home Remedies book. In fact, I think I still have it. So I read up on the diabetes, and so I've been truly battling it ever since. But it just seemed to me like, in spite of the efforts that I've been making, it just seems like I was supposed to just accept the fact that I was just going to deteriorate anyway. And it did, you know, at times made me angry. You know, because I put in a lot of effort, and it just, you know, I started developing other things. Like I have neuropathy in my left foot, and I have the beginning stages of kidney failure. And I don't feel bad. I don't feel sick or anything. In fact, I haven't been sick with a cold in a few years. So I'm retired from the airline industry, and so I've been able to just work from home. And so that really helped me as well in terms of I've gotten well since I retired. But so when I heard your ad on the radio, I had the number in my phone for a long time, and then I should have called it sooner, but what had happened, when my brother has had his leg amputated, and that was the push, but he also passed on this last Wednesday. So
I'm
glad I I'm glad I got a hold of you guys. And so eating what I'm eating now was not a hard change at all. So because of the efforts I was putting in anyway. So
yeah, great
I'm
job.
Sorry.
Great job. No, it's okay. Great job, first of all. And your story is one that a lot can relate to with family members, not just having health problems from diabetes, but that have passed away from it, from the complications of it. And it's tough. I mean, you know, it's no joke. And that's why it was number one on the list when I saw it on Fox News the other day, you know. And not that I was surprised, but I just want you to, with what's going on right now, it's really more important than ever. It's always important, but it's more important than ever. When we're talking about immune systems building, immune system boosting, strengthening your immune system, every time you hear that, write that down today, by the way. Get it on stickies. Put them on stickies.
Okay.
Put them in different put them in different areas of your house because – This is the mindset of where we need to be right now. Immune system strengthening. So it reminds you why you're doing this. It reminds you that you got to fight for this, okay? And you got to keep yourself immune system strong to ward off any of these viruses and all these enemies flying around and stuff, okay? So the ones that aren't having the ones that are not having a problem have strong immune systems. It's not going to bother you. Not going to, you know, the ones that, you know, you hear ones that, he would seem like a healthy person and didn't have any, who knows really? I mean, you know, maybe he was somebody who got hammered by the flu every single year, really went through a rough allergy season, one of those, and on a consistent basis and things like that. You don't know, we don't really know the details, but it's something that was happening because the immune system was not strong. And, you know, when your diet is really all over the place and, you know, you open up the door for that to come in, right? I probably can't say it enough these days, but it's good to, I would write it down. And I'm saying this to everyone, you know, on a sticky, immune system boosting in one room, put it in another one on the mirror, you know, strong immune system. Put it in another place, keeping my immune system strong. And you'll start to get the message there. So when you do go out to a restaurant to kind of talk, bounce off of what the other caller was asking about, or when you do go somewhere and you're making choices, you can ask yourself that question. Hey, is this going to help boost my immune system or is it going to make it weaker? That's a good mindset. You know, because when you're going to reaching for something on the avoid list, well, that's going to weaken your immune system. Don't do it. So that's going to be part of this new mindset when I start ranting on about the mindset now of you're avoiding the complications of this disease, you're gaining a better quality of life, and you're also boosting your immune system so your body can fight off the enemies, let's call them. Okay.
Right.
So,
yeah.
and those enemies keep changing. The bugs keep changing.
Yeah.
Like they are now. And if you have to watch out, you know, and you got to keep your immune system strong to fight things off. And, you know, well, I guess I made my point. But anyways, you got me going down a rabbit hole there. You got me going down a rabbit hole there. But your story is very relatable. Again, condolences to your family and the fact that was kind of the thing that pushed you into making the call or getting going. Everybody has their breaking point, for lack of a better term, you know, and good for you. You know, welcome. We're here 7 days a week. Anything you need, get yourself dialed in and keep moving forward, and we'll get through this together.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Nice to hear from you. You bet.
And our next question comes from Ron. Ron, please state your question or comment.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Good I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm in my 10th week, and I wanted to make a comment. One of the things I've noticed is that my healing is a lot better. than what it ever was before. I used to have sores that would last for weeks, and now they're going away in a day. So that's one of the great advantages I've gotten out of this thing. But I had a question.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Spaghetti squash. Can we use spaghetti squash in place of like a spaghetti item and put some tomato paste on it or something?
Yeah, so watch things. The squash vegetable is okay because it's a veggie, you know. But as far as tomato paste, things like that, or even tomato sauce, if anything's in a jar, you got to read the label. Remember, the paste is more concentrated. Tomatoes technically are a fruit. Right? They're not they're not as high fructose as like an apple or an orange, but they're lower glycemic. But it's something I want you to be aware of, and I want you to go real sparingly with things like that. And you don't want to have that late in the day. Treat it like fruit, where you have sparingly and early in the day, right? Just as something to keep an eye on. But the paste is going to be more concentrated. So watch out for things like that. I'd like you to stay away from the tomato paste or any kind of a concentration of something. Look for those words. You'll see they use things in place of sugar, whether it's like a fruit juice concentrate, tomato paste, you'll see the word and then the word concentrate after it. Well, that's exactly what it is. So that's kind of like, we don't want you to have dried fruits, you know, like raisins or dates or dried cranberries, prunes or things like that, because they're too concentrated in sugar, right? It's different than if you had a little fruit early in the day, that kind of thing. So that's my take on that. Okay, does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. So I could make my own spaghetti sauce, so to speak, with like crushed tomatoes and that kind of stuff.
With a little olive oil and a little, I would go with the salt-free seasoning. You got garlic, it's fine. You can throw some fresh basil in there. Zippity-doo-dah, you know. If you wanted to sweeten it a little bit instead of adding the sugar to it like some people do in their sauces, use the stevia. But just remember, stevia is extra super sweet, so you got to go with the taste, and it's a different kind of taste, but a little bit maybe in there might wake things up, or you can squeeze some lemon in there or something like that. That kind of thing is always nice. And work around it and find a different way to get it dialed in for you. But the squash is perfectly fine. You can spiralize zucchini. You'll see those in the market, or my mom recently got a spiralizer for her machine. She spiralizes everything now at 92. So I said to her, do you really need another gadget? She can open up a store easily with the gadgets. And it's been funny over the years. And then all of a sudden she told me that she got the spiralizer. And she says she's spiralizing everything now, and it just makes me laugh because she's funny. Anyway, but, you know, keep that in mind. So the zucchini and the squashes and things that you can spiralize and whatever else you can put together there, and the spaghetti squash is okay too. But watch the words of concentrate. I'm glad you brought that up because that's major. You start messing around with that too much, look for those detailed words of concentration and things like that, and be careful with that, because it might say sugar-free on the front of the label, then they use something concentrated on the back of the ingredient label, and they said there's no added sugar in it, but they're using something that has natural sugars in it, and they're concentrating it to make it more concentrated, and they do the little sneaky sneaky thing like that. It happens all the time. So just keep an eye on the details. It's part of the journey. And don't get frustrated with it, but just know that you're keeping an eye on yourself. But I know that was the long way around with answering, is spaghetti squash okay? But that happens to me sometimes, so sorry about that.
Okay, no, that's great, because that would be an alternative for pasta, I would think.
You know what? Your homemade
cheese, all the good stuff. But, yeah.
Hey, your homemade sauce is probably going to be better anyway, I bet you.
Flavor-wise, I'm sure it would, because I'd make it till I taste it.
You know, yeah, plus it's fresh. Anything you make fresh and you eat it right then, you can't get any fresher than that, you know?
That's
it hasn't been sitting on a, hasn't been sitting on a shelf forever. If you watch a good Italian chef or YouTube one or something like that on TV and they make it fresh in their tomato sauce, it doesn't have to simmer for 15 hours. You know, they do the tomatoes in there and they put the fresh herbs in there, simmer it, and they toss it around and over the top of the dish it goes and right to the table. You can't beat freshness like that. And that's kind of really what you're doing. So to put a positive spin on what you're doing, you know, that's the mindset though. It keeps you like, wow, I'm making something fresher. It's going to be better. My immune system is going to be stronger. I'm going to avoid the complications of diabetes. I'm going to live a better, healthy quality of life. And you start having that dialogue between your ears, you got this thing licked, you know? And that's it. So that's why I said get a sticky, write down immune system strength, the word immune system boosting, however you want to put it together, put him around the house, and, you know, you're going to feel stronger knowing that you're doing that on top of everything else, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Well, we're getting to the top, of, close to the top of the hour, everyone. We'll give it a few more minutes. Let me see here. We have about another, you know, another 3-4 minutes, not to go too far up to the top so we don't go over, keep the operator too long. And so another few minutes, we'll see anybody's out there, hit star zero. It's been a great group call, everyone. Thanks so much for all the calls, and we'll take one last caller.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. For any questions or comments, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. That's the last call for star zero on your telephone keypad.
Okay, operator, it looks like it's going to be a little bit quiet, and we're going to wrap up the group call. Really fantastic, everyone. I feel very blessed to be able to do these every Saturday and have you call in and keep the positive energy going. And, you know, prayers are going out to all of your families. With what's going on, that includes the operator and everybody over there at the with the staff that helps us do these group calls. Do such a great job. Stay strong. We're all in this together globally, okay? And we're going to keep showing up on Saturdays and keep the positivity going. If you need anything, 800-321-9054. We're here 7 days a week. Don't forget to check in. Don't forget the food logs. Stay on track. Let's keep your immune system strong. And the support email is support@helpyourdiabetes.com. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And let's make it a great rest of the weekend. Let's make next week the best week ever. And we'll keep moving forward through this. And operator, thanks once again. Thanks for a great group call, everyone. Have a fantastic day. See you next week, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.